Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All right, we continue live from the host committee's media center area, and we're in the middle of it all here at Media Row, getting ready for the big game on Sunday. And at 3 o'clock, we're going to do a quick text off. Who do you think's going to win, the Chiefs or the Eagles? And we'll give you a chance to comment on that, and we'll have the results, and then we'll hold the results, and we'll see Monday if collectively our audience had the right answer. Look, I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a good game. I can see a scenario where the Chiefs win. I can see a scenario where the Eagles win. So we'll see what happens. We are powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. That is the reason we're here. We thank those guys for sponsoring our show on location. I want to mention in a few minutes about this, a little bit of politics that came into play when Newsmax TV invited a Chiefs player to come on and be interviewed about the Super Bowl. And I've got the email that went to him and his response, and I'm going to share that with you in just a few minutes. So there are a lot of people here doing different things that are associated with football and the NFL. And Stan Sloven is the president of Rebecca's Dream Mental Health Advocacy in Sports. The NFL wants student athletes to know that it's okay to not be okay. And those of you who know me and know this show know that I grew up with a very severe case of obsessive compulsive disorder. But when I was growing up, nobody knew what that was. I was convinced I was the only person in the world that had a brain the way my brain worked. I hated my life. It was miserable. I didn't know that it was okay to not be okay. And so this is a great thing. Rebecca's Dream brings awareness to suicide prevention efforts to the nation's youth. And Stan, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me on WML. And it's an honor to be on not only the row, but also to be on your station.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having
me. Tell us what you do.
So we're here not only on the row this week, but we're helping the NFL and programs that are proactive in terms of awareness and education, in terms of mental health advocacy, to kind of reduce that stigma. Because as you just said earlier, it's okay to not be okay. Years ago, we couldn't talk about that. There wasn't that early support and early intervention. People were afraid to talk about it, especially in sports. You know, come on, just go back out there. You're okay and everything. They didn't realize that there was a lot of things that were going on and that people were crying out for that help. So really what I think not just the NFL is doing, but sports in the total, is that they're going on and saying, hey, we got to get early intervention. We got to get the parents to start talking to the kids. We got to get the coaches to talk to the students. We got to get the schools to make sure that there's support and advocacy so there's a comfort. So it's a whole new dimension out there, but you know, we're just working to reduce the stigma, but we're really trying to be proactive versus reactive.
You know, I wonder what my life had been like if that had been available back then, because my parents took me to a psychiatrist twice. They knew something was wrong, but they didn't know what it was. And the psychiatrist couldn't find anything wrong with me because they didn't know about that. I think the big breakthrough in OCD didn't come until like 1987. I didn't know what I had. I didn't know that it had a name until I read Howard Stern's book. And it wasn't, I don't manifest it the same way, but I thought, wait a minute, that's the way my brain works. So then I knew it had a name. But until that point in the 90s, I was alone in the world. I just felt like I couldn't even explain to a psychiatrist the way my brain worked. And so, you know, what a breakthrough that was, and how great it is that young people can get help now.
Well, see, and that's it. It's opening up those dialogues and having those conversations, because parents were afraid to talk to their kids, and kids did not want to go to their parents. Student athletes don't want to go to their coaches, but there's a fear that, oh my gosh, if something's wrong, I may not have that chance to move on. But the pressures and anxieties and social media has just raised the awareness that the stigma is still out there, but now the kids out there and young adults and even athletes like Dak Prescott, A.J. Brown, all of them are saying, hey, you know what? We got to talk about this, because if we're not talking about this, then it's not talking down the thing. Simone Biles of gymnastics. Yeah. You see this in figure skating. You see this in Michael Phelps, Olympic swimmer, who has always suffered and said, hey, I need to talk about this, because there are people out there that are still staying silent. I think, you know, it's not a gender thing, but I think, you know, in the young men's area of athlete, you know, athletics and everything, you know, it's not macho to talk about if there's mental health issues. Right. It's not cool. You know, it's like there can't be anything wrong. But now it's turning around, and that's like, hey, if there's an issue, it's okay. I'm going to check in, or there's a resource, and we're going to talk to someone.
You know, and the other thing is, and I learned this from a psychiatrist at one point in my life after I started getting help, is that, you know, OCD and a lot of these disorders are really linked to creative, intelligent people. And so, you know, it's not that there's something wrong with you. It's just part of who you are. And this psychiatrist told me, instead of trying to get rid of it, which I was trying to do, embrace it as part of who you are. And that's what I did. And that was my.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A breakthrough.
Yeah, and embracing it is a great message for all of our young adults, and even in our current society today, that, you know, by embracing of that, something that is real. Because mental health, you know, is not an invisible disease. It's a real disease. You know, if we hurt our elbow or our knee, we go into that locker room, right, and we have MRIs and surgery and treatment and rehab, and we're back on. There's no mental health door in that locker room. And there's no mental health door in these younger areas of young development of programs and sports. And it's not just sports. And as you know from just, you know, your viewers and your listeners, you know, it's in the arts. It's in companies. It's in families. It's everywhere. So everyone knows someone, I think, directly or indirectly, that's been affected by mental health. And even to the extreme of that, someone that has considered or has actually taken their life. And that's an area we got to talk about, is checking in.
You know, I've mentioned this many times before, but I know Rick Springfield. I've talked to him several times, and he dealt with depression and a suicide attempt. And, you know, he talked about suicide as being a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And I just think it's great that we're able to talk about this. And when I hear about people committing suicide, I mean, there were times I didn't want to be here anymore because of the way my brain worked. But boy, there's never a reason to leave this life if you don't have to. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think one of the major changes that we're seeing is that it used to be a weakness to feel or to say that you had mental health. We're trying to change that to a strength. We're trying to say that, hey, you know what? It's not only okay to be okay, to not be okay. It's a leadership thing now. It's a strength saying, hey, I'm going to reach out for help. There's resources now out there.
So the NFL is behind this.
Well, the NFL is working really hard. I mean, the teams have mental health, wellness, and awareness programs. They have typically staff on there so the players can go to. But I think the NFL is seeing those staggering numbers in the lower levels, and they're seeing it coming up because transition, this is a big area, transition from like middle school to high school to college to sports, ready for this? Transition out of sports is a brutal area. area of taking on, like waking up after 5 to 7 years in a career or 6 to 9 years in a career, what do you do? You know, the fans are gone. And or sometimes an injury happens. How do you handle the transition? And this is, I think, where the Players Association, the Retired Players Association, are working really hard on making sure that people are checking in and there's programs and support for those.
Well, Stan, tell me about Rebecca's Dream mental health advocacy in sports.
Yeah. So Rebecca's Dream has been around for 20 years. Started out in Chicago. Now we're a national 501c3. We promote the compassion, understanding, and the support for programs, resources in the area of mental health and advocacy. So we are providing anywhere from programs, education, video podcasts. It's rebeccasdream.org, if people want to find out the information. 988, obviously, for all your listeners, that's the crisis hotline. Never, ever pause. Always look, if something is going on in your life. 988 is crisis. Rebeccasdream.org has programs and resources and videos and podcasts that just talks about some of the areas and isolated.
So would you come in and provide a program for a high school?
We do, yeah. Okay. In fact, programs like, It's Okay to Not Be Okay, Teens in Transition, the senior years, how do you transition from, high school to college? One of the biggest things are dropouts in college rates is because bad roommate situation, bad, didn't get in fraternity or sorority, or being away from home, failing that first test, pressures, in the colleges. And a lot of it, they're alone. And what we're trying to promote in our programs is you're not alone out there. You're not alone anymore. And not only do the institutions and the schools and universities, but there are resources out there so that it helps them in transition.
So in addition to helping, organizations or a high school, you can help individuals?
Yeah, so we're a resource. So we don't do actual medical treatment.
Right.
Okay, we are providing all the resources and the go-tos. So individuals, not only living with depression, bipolar, but it's also those around them. And that's a differentiator. And this is one big, big point. A lot of times a person is going through it and they feel like they're going through it alone, but they don't realize. And we were talking about this before, as you were mentioning, people around you, your family, going through it, your friends are going through it, could be a loved one, a partner, a spouse. We want to get them all included and all on the same page, because this is not a battle to be alone. This is a battle, as everyone knows, that you need to have not only sometimes the professional support, the counseling, the even medical support, but you also have to have that support of your friends, and they have to be willing to be on the same page with you.
I have to get to a break, but I have to ask you this. What do you say to parents who are reluctant to put their kids on any kind of medication?
This is a tough one, because we first of all want to get the parents to open up the conversation and have a dialogue. And we don't want them to be reactive when it's too late. So if medical is needed and medication is needed, but it's not the go-to of that's the only solution.
No, it's not. I can tell you from my standpoint, it doesn't solve the problem. Yeah. It helps you in the battle against dealing with the problem. You got to do it yourself.
You got to do it yourself. Yeah. And actually, though, you have to do it yourself, but you're not alone.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the key thing.
Stan Slovin, thank you for being with us, president of Rebecca's Dream Mental Health Advocacy and Sports. And the website is rebeccasdream.org. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck with all you do.
Thank you for having me.